stab you. Please, thou shalt tune that note. Five. Okay. Let's have second flutes take it down an octave. How's that? Feel free to take it down an octave to get it in tune. We only really need one person on the top note. All right, try it again. If you're having trouble tuning, take it down an octave. Ready? And. Write yourself a note. Just, it's totally okay to play it down the octave. As long as one or two people play up there, even one is good. We'll hear it. It'll be more in tune. All right, here we go. So we just did the beam, ba-bum, ba-bum. Measure five. Release. Okay, so I'm going to conduct this weird. I'm going to go da-da-da, hold, release. Put a comma right there. Release. Dee-da-da-da-da. And then an eighth rest. Bum. And the same's going to be for the basses when we get there. Just how it did, we did when we played that arrangement. Okay, here's five one more time. And. Thank you. Yeah, hold that up so everyone can see it. Can you play it real quick? You gotta put your thumb on the... Okay, so you relax it and then you press and then release. Yeah, so start with loose pressure and then as you shake it, press in and then release. Yeah, you've heard that in cartoons a million times. You never knew what it was. Hold it up so you can see it. It's called a flexitone. It's got a metal thing with the two little mallets. So, woo, is the sound we're going for. Okay, 65, everybody. One, two, ready, and. Flexitone. Percussion, count carefully through here. Don't worry about if the screams and the moans are in the right place, but count carefully because your part is how I'm keeping tempo for everybody else. 65 again. Oh, one, two. That's what it's supposed to be simulating. Okay, so let's take it right there on Nine on Bald Mountain. Baseline. I'm going to caution you to make sure you carry the accidental from beat two to beat four. Bum, bum, bum. Back to that same lower note. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, don't play the wrong note on beat four. Okay, measure 90. Yes.
Measure 100. We got a bunch of quarter notes. It's really should be eighth notes.
Yeah, should be.
We can all do that if you tell us to. All the way from 100 through
109, stop on 110. Yeah, you know, I'll make that option. If so, at 100, if you have the that 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 that, if your tonguing is good enough that you can go that 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 that, if you can tongue two eighth notes for each quarter note, add that in so it sounds more like the original. If you can't, you just keep it on the quarter notes short, and it'll be fine. Play staccato quarter notes, that 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 that. But those who feel comfortable tonguing that fast go that 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 that. The equivalent of when the violins have a slash through the note and they do double strokes.
Okay. But that doesn't apply to 90 for the rest of them.
No, I don't think so. No, 90 is straight. Bum 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 bum. That is still quarter notes. Yes. So let's do doubles if possible. Yeah, because that will make it sound more authentic.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, right on 90. Well, measure 90. Right on Bald Mountain. One and. Thank you. going through there, but for everybody else, make sure we hold to four. I'll give a giant big cutoff on four there. It ends on four. Yeah, it gets very dissonant at the end. It's written that way, so don't worry about it. Let's take it 1, 2, 6. 1, 2, 6, where the beam fall, comes in. Here we go. Ready, and... stopping on three. It has to hold to four when everyone else cuts off. Has to. And then I'll give that cutoff. Percussion keeps rolling, and then we hit the last chord. Okay? All right. One more time. Same place. 1, 2, 6. 3. And... You guys ring at the end when they cut off. Okay, so this is where we would have the costume contest.